Hello, hello. Hello. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
All right. There you are. Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Okay, so it's nice to have you finally join the class. Okay, first of all, my name is Shang, and what is your name?
Name is Chihun.
Jihoon. Nice to meet you, Jihoon. How are you doing today?
Fine.
You're fine. Okay, so Jihoon, today we are going to have your level test, your free test. You know that, right? Okay, so to get us started, Jihoon, I would be asking questions about you. Is that okay? All right. So first of all, Jihoon, I want to confirm it is evening time there, right? You're not in Korea. Is that correct?
Yes.
So where do you live now, Jihoon?
I live in Houston, Texas.
Okay, you live in Houston, Texas. That should be clear. So, Jihoon, what do you do? What is your job?
I'm a graduate student studying
Okay.
political science.
I see. So you are pursuing your st post studies, postgraduate studies in the US, is that right?
It's a doctoral course.
Ah, doctoral, actually. Okay, that should be clear. So, in terms of your plans, Jihoon, are you planning to stay in the US for good, or do you plan to come back home and find a job back home?
After graduation, after graduation, don't know, I will get a job in academic field, or
Okay.
maybe in other countries, or in my home country.
Right. So it's all up in the air right now. Which how many more years do you have until you complete your studies, Jihoon?
I left one semester to finish the coursework. After that, I should write my doctoral paper, but it'll take 3 to 5 years more to finish my study.
I see. So it's gonna be a while. I think you'll be there for a couple of years, I would assume. All right, Jihoon, that is very clear. So, what is your main goal in studying English, Jihoon? What's your main reason or goal?
There are lots of reasons to study English. I study English to pursue my degree in the US or and it's very helpful to read lots of articles in English, and they it's necessary to give a lecture to more students.
I understand. So when it comes to the kind of English that you really want to improve or polish more, Jihan, is it more of your social English or maybe business English? academic English?
Yes. Yes, academic English. Mm. But I think it's necessary to improve my skill of conversation.
And, that's right.
But yeah. More fundamentally, academic English is most important.
Mm-hmm. That is very clear. All right, so thanks for clarifying that, Jihan. All right, so let's talk about your hobbies. Are there any things that you like to do in your free time, perhaps?
Hobby?
Yeah.
I do exercise regularly. Mm-hmm. And recently, I enjoy swimming. And I tried climbing. And also I like cooking.
Okay.
Because I live alone, and getting outside is quite expensive. So I enjoy very delicious and nutritious food with a cheap cost.
Yeah, especially in the U.S., right? You have to pay tip in the U.S. if you dine out. So it's best to maybe prepare something homemade. So when it comes to your English lessons, Jihan, in the future, sooner when you start having lessons with us, we do offer videos that students can watch and use it as a springboard for the lesson. What kind of topics would you be interested in? Travel, technology, food?
Humanities or social issues.
Okay, that's good. Perfect. All right. Anything else? That's it?
No, I use this platform for more than 1 year.
Ah, okay.
And at that time, I used news articles or pretensions to talk about my perspectives.
Yeah. That should be noted. All right. Thank you for that, Jihan. That would be very helpful. All right. That was just part one. And so far, you're doing great. Let's now move on to the main part. So here, Jihan, I would have a couple of questions, which I want you to answer in the best that you can. So Jihan, let us get started. Okay, first question, Jihan. Let's talk about, what's your favorite birthday memory? Do you even celebrate birthdays still, Jihan?
No.
Not really.
In my childhood, it was very happy day.
Yeah, those were very happy days.
When my friends celebrated my birthday, but about. I was chased by something after grew up. And I didn't have enough time.
That's right. It's not really something special anymore. Okay. All right, that should be fine. So, okay, Let's go to question number two, Jihyun. Let's try talking about food this time. What traditional food from your country do you think people should try?
There are lots of foods that I want to introduce to the Korean people.
Yeah.
As you know, the kimchi is very famous and it's very nutritious. And we can make various food with same sort of ingredients.
The
basic ingredients can be our pepper powder and fermented sauces.
Yeah. So among all, I'm pretty sure there's so many Korean dishes out there that we should try, but why did you pick this one?
Well, kimchi?
Yeah.
And after I lots of advantages. First of all, it's very delicious and it's helpful to enhancing my spirit.
Okay.
Not depressed, I enjoy it. It's very spicy, and when after eating it, I feel stronger. Maybe it's from memory of this food or nutrition in it or.
That's right. So yeah, it's not surprising at all to introduce one of Korea's most staple dish, I would say. All right. Okay, thanks for that, Jihyun. Now let us move on. Question number three. Okay, let's try something different. Okay, this one, perhaps. English is needed to succeed in the world. Do you agree with that, Jihyun?
Yes, I agree. Because broadening perspective is very important in every field. But diverse languages are also important because those languages include their own unique cultures and and source in different people. So anyway, understanding the different countries and people is very helpful to succeed in a certain area or
their career
with the team or plan.
That's right. So there is an advantage. I think that's what you're saying, Jihyun, right? It's not absolutely necessary. It doesn't guarantee success for anyone, but it's an advantage in a way to have.
Mm.
Right. Okay, so Jihyun, I'm afraid we don't really have much time anymore, so that should be the last question. We weren't able to start from the beginning. But yeah, overall, I guess we could wrap up and let me tell you how it was like in terms of how you were able to respond to the questions. Overall, Jihoon, I would say that your practical skills in communication are already established. You have very good comprehension and speaking skills. I did not have a hard time getting you to talk. You were very interactive. In terms of the areas where we could improve more on, there are 2 to 3 things maybe we could work on. One is in terms of clarity in pronunciation, Jihoon. I could understand you mostly because, you know, I'm trained to really pay attention and understand students. However, there are times, Jihoon, when you might have to work more on the clarity of the words when you speak it, work on your vowels and consonants, and maybe put a little more effort into enunciating some of the sounds and words. There were some sounds that I guess may be influenced by your native language, and it has become a habit. So sometimes, oh, actually most of the time, these habits are even more difficult to get rid of, Jihoon. And I've noticed some inconsistencies with the P and F sound. And I understand completely that this is really something that many Korean students here struggle. So I do understand that. So I hope we could work on that. Earlier, Jihoon, I'm not sure if it was a pronunciation problem, but when we were talking about kimchi, and you said it's very, you said nutritious. So it should be nutritious, right? Nutritious. So be careful with the syllabication, syllables, or again, clarity. Nutritious, there is no such word as nutritious, but you should say nutritious. Or you could even use it's full of nutrients is another way of saying it. Anyway, just be mindful of that. There were some inconsistencies with the verb tenses, although I'm pretty sure, Jihoon, at your level, you must probably be aware of the basic rules in grammar, of course. But the problem is that when we are spontaneously talking, sometimes we do overlook the usage of these, you know, basic grammar tenses. And yeah, I hope you could work on minimizing those lapses as well. But overall, Jihoon, I would say you're at a very good pace now. You're on track to achieving your language goal. You just have to stay consistent and also continue building up your vocabulary. So yeah, that would be all, Jihoon. We're good here. I have one more question, by the way. If you would ever continue studying with us, Jihoon, how often would you like to study English in a week?
Mostly I read records in English in my field, but I don't have and I don't put the additional time to study English.
Okay. So maybe a few times a week would be.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that would be fine. Thanks so much, Jihoon, for your time. And yeah, have a good evening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.